You're listening to Wheelationships.
All right, everybody ready? You got it? Why are you like that? And why are you so slow? And fitting in with the theme of why are you so slow, we're not going to finish this today. So just so you know. It's what happens when you have an amiable teach about amiables. All right. The central question, of course, of this class is why are you like that? Because the things we do and the things we say and the way we think can be annoying to other people who don't get it. Last week, we began to look at the social styles, and Trudy mentioned that the social styles are known by different names, started with Hippocrates and Plato, and it went on up through Myers-Briggs and a whole bunch of other people that have looked at this whole issue of social styles or personalities or temperaments or however the 50,000 different ways they've been referred to. And Trudy showed you this chart right here that has four of the different ways and mentioned that we're going to be referring to that bottom line, the drivers, expressives, amiables, and analyticals. And last week, Trudy went through the driver social style, and I'm pretty sure that most of the drivers in here probably didn't even fill out their chart because, you know, it's a waste of time. And what do we want to talk about this? Can we get to something else? I don't know. It's worth mentioning that there are at least 33 different ways that I mentioned, you know, Hippocrates, Plato, Myers-Briggs. I found at least 33 different ways that people have done this. There's one for the golf temperament, you know, where the driver is Tiger Woods and the amiable is Ben Crenshaw and things like that. There's all kinds of them. If you look at all the different ways that people have done this kind of same thing, nobody agrees 100%. There are little slight differences where one will say, well, this describes a driver, and another one will say, no, that describes an analytical. And so there's little differences, but we're kind of focusing in on how the Bible does it, oddly enough. And for that reason, Trudy mentioned last week the prophet Ezekiel, and that he mentions this idea of the lion, the man, the ox, and the eagle. So I gave you references, and the reason I only gave you the references in the full scripture is it was long and it didn't fit, and I would have had to go to the third page, so I didn't. So I'll read it. You can turn there if you like, but it's Ezekiel chapter 1. Ezekiel says, as I looked, I saw a great storm coming from the north, driving before it a huge cloud that flashed with lightning and shone with brilliant light. There was fire inside the cloud, and in the middle of the fire glowed something like gleaming amber. From the center of the cloud came four living beings that looked human, except that each had four faces and four wings. Now, how did that look human? Anyway, their legs were straight, and their feet had hooves like those of a calf and shone like burnished bronze. Under each of their four wings, I could see human hands. So each of the four beings had four faces and four wings. The wings of each living being touched the wings of the beings beside it. Each one moved straight forward in any direction without turning around. Each had a human face in the front, the face of a lion on the right side, the face of an ox on the left side, and the face of an eagle at the back. And there's a lot of symbolism and meaning in all of that, and it would take a very long time to go through it, so I won't. But the summary of it is that God is giving Ezekiel a picture of godly character and of the godly character of godly servants. The cherubim are God's servants. And so he gives him this picture, and in that picture is each of the servants has these four faces. And the faces are the different ways that God's servants serve, and corresponding to, as we've talked about, the social styles. And you go on, Ezekiel 10:14 says, each of the four cherubim had four faces. The first was the face of an ox, the second was a human face, the third was the face of a lion, and the fourth was the face of an eagle. And John the Revelator repeats the same imagery in John chapter 4, where he says, in front of the throne was a shiny sea of glass, sparkling like crystal. In the center and around the throne were four living beings, each covered with eyes front and back. The first of these living beings was like a lion. The second was like an ox. The third had a human face. And the fourth was like an eagle in flight. So here you have the same picture repeated three times in both the Old and the New Testament. And it giving us a picture of the servants of God. And so I want you to think about this as we go through these social styles, and we're talking about how people annoy us and why they annoy us. And part of it is that we don't see things the same way. But I also want you to think that about the way we serve God and the way we live out our life to God, because that's a big deal, of course. And part of the issue is when we serve and we're doing something, it can really annoy somebody else who doesn't see it the way we do it. Well, why are they doing, why is he teaching it like that? You know, why are they doing it that way? Well, it comes out of how God has created us and that social style personality thing. So if you look back at Ezekiel 1, I read in verse 9, let me read it to you again, or I may have this one on your sheet, actually, I'm not sure. Ezekiel 1:9 says a fact that is repeated in Ezekiel 10:14. They both are 10:11. They both say the same thing. The cherubim could move in any of the four directions they faced without turning as they moved. They went straight in the direction they faced, never turning aside. They went in the direction they faced, never turning aside. They went in four directions, but they went in one direction. And that's kind of how it is with our temperaments, our personalities, our social styles. We have a primary direction that we tend to move. For the lion, as we talked about last week, the lion tends to move directly, tends to move quickly, and he tends to move with the motivation of getting it done. Now we're going to talk today about the amiable. Or the ox. The ox primarily moves slowly. We'll talk about that. So get this. Our temperaments, our personalities, our social styles will have one primary direction, and we tend to be blind. As we're moving, they faced one direction. We tend to be blind to those other temperaments. We tend to not see it that way. And we'll look at someone and we'll wonder, why are you doing it like that? Why are you so slow? Why are you so sloppy? Why are you so loud? Why are you so hyper? And none of them are wrong. We said it the last couple of weeks. None of the social styles are wrong. They're just different. We tend to want to make personality issues, you've got a spiritual problem issue. And they're not. They're just personality issues. And the only issue is it annoys us because we don't understand it. Look at Romans 6. Do not let any part of your body become a tool of wickedness to be used for sinning. Instead, give yourselves completely to God since you have been given new life, and use your whole body as a tool to do what is right for the glory of God. That's the bottom line. That's what we really should motivate us, is that we want to use everything we are, no matter how we are created, but we need to understand how we're created. And I think we mentioned it too, that while we have a primary, we're all blended. I don't know of too many people, if any, that are 100% one particular social style or personality. We talked about the lion last week, and you'll see things in that, and you'll say, yes, that's me, yes, that's me, but that's not me. Or we'll talk today about the amiable, and you'll say, yep, yep, no, 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 yes, because we're blended. We're not just one thing. So you'll see things, and the key thing here is, as we go through all of these, you want to help yourself, help your spouse, help your friends understand who you are. I'm this blend, so that we can work on the annoyances. So let's look at amiables. The amiables, they are the support specialists. The support specialists. The lions were what? You remember? Yeah, they were the, they specialized in
control,
yes. Amiables specialize in support. Here's a group of amiables. Man, if you're working at the Apple Genius Bar, being an amiable would be a great thing to be. If you just picked it up just a little bit, made it go a little faster. But man, they're there to help. They're there to support the amiables. There's the support specialist. In the four faces of Ezekiel and Revelation, the amiable is the ox. And the biblical example of an ox is Moses. Read Exodus 2. Later, when he was older, the child's mother, this is Moses, brought him back to the princess who adopted him as her son. The princess named him Moses, for she said, I drew him out of the water. And that is a perfect example, perfect description of Moses' life. He was drawn out of the water. He had to be pulled out of the water. He had to be drawn back to Midian, from Midian, to lead the nation of Israel. He was back there. He was happy. He was, you know, shepherding the sheep. He was fine. God had to fire up a burning bush to get him to move and said, okay, we're going to draw you back to Egypt so you can lead my people out. He had to be drawn across the desert. Moses was not trying to figure out a way to become the leader. He was not drawn up designs so he could take charge. He was on the backside of the desert. He was perfectly happy. God had to draw him out, because you have to draw out amiables. You have to, okay, we're going to go now. Come on. Come on. You might think that Moses was a lion. Let my people go. Okay, that was Charlton Heston. That was not Moses. If you read the story, you read through Exodus, you read the encounter of Moses and Pharaoh, and you'll see that Moses did not want to talk. He did not. God said, you go. He said, I don't want to go. What if he doesn't believe me? He says, well, okay, here's a stick. He said, but I don't want to talk. Well, here's Aaron. Okay, you take Aaron. And if you read through it, every time they went to Pharaoh, it says Moses and Aaron went. Moses and Aaron said, because what God told Moses was, okay, I'll talk to you. You tell Aaron what to say. Aaron will say it, and all the people will be scared of you. That's what God said. You read it. Go read it. It's there. So you see in the encounter, Moses and Aaron went and spoke. And all through the plagues, it says Moses and Aaron spoke. And then Pharaoh would say, okay, stop the plague. I can't stand the frogs, or I can't stand the hail, or whatever it was. He said, stop. And then it says Moses would speak. And Moses would say, okay, Pharaoh, I'll go pray to God and I'll take care of it. Why? Because he was a support specialist. He was an amiable. He just wanted to get along. He didn't want to bring the wrath of God. You know, he didn't really want to say that. He told Aaron, okay, because God told me and I better do this. But he would speak up as soon as Pharaoh said, no, okay, we'll make it better. It'll be okay. And then he'd go to pray to God, and God would stop the plague, and Pharaoh would change his mind, and they'd go through the process again. Read it. That's the whole process. So outwardly, amiables, you can recognize amiables by the fact that they are low-key. If you spend any time with an ox, with an amiable, you will think you have gone deaf. What? What was that you said? Huh? What? Because they'll talk like, yeah, I was okay. Huh? It's my mom. my dad can't hear, but she talks soft and it's not a good combination. She's amiable, okay? Amiables are low key. They're just on the down low. Don't want to draw attention. And you say, well, I thought they were an amiable, but they're a little louder than that. Well, obviously they have some blending there. There's some other things going on. Nobody's a pure or anything, all right? The second way you'll notice is that they're pleasant. They're low key and they're pleasant. Amiables are amiable. They're pleasant. Okay? See, which, again, you got to think, you got to recognize the blending, because people, I say I'm an amiable, and I am, primarily. But people look and they go, really? But you're not all that pleasant. So I don't understand. Okay. Blending. Okay, think about it. An ox.
It's like the one that you know, the Muppet.
I mean, this particular ox's eyes, I don't know if you can see it, but they're wide open. That's really not, if you look at most pictures of an ox, okay, a cow is in the ox family, by the way. Cow is also an ox. So, sleepy. An ox, you know, sleepy, pleasant, chewing on the grass, not hurting anybody. I'm just over here just chewing on the grass. Well, you, okay, all right. Now, when you read Ezekiel chapter 10, when you read that account of what an ox is, of his description of the personalities, some versions translate it this way. Each one of the cherubim had four faces. The first face was the face of a cherub. Instead of an ox, it's a cherub. It's an angel. If you have a child and they're an amiable child, you have a little angel. Anybody have an amiable child? Had one? Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I know. She's sitting right over there. Yeah. We have one of those, just a little angel, just all quiet, you know. Huh? What? What you may not, what you, God has equipped, okay? God has equipped the ox. How has God equipped the ox? What has he built them to do? Well, God has equipped the ox, number one, to operate. I heard it, surgeon. No, that's not what I mean. Maybe.
A bull is really a lion.
When the bulls run, they're not mad. Yeah. Well, because they're in the way and they're scared. The bulls are scared, and you realize how the running of the bull starts. It's they get hit, and people are poking them from the rear. We'll talk about that. God has equipped the ox to operate. The ox will work hard. Hard, if you can get them working. If you can get them working. Numbers 23, they have the strength of a wild ox. Psalm 144, our oxen will draw heavy loads. The strength of an ox. This, you think about the ox, the man, the lion, the eagle. The lion and the ox are both very, very strong. But which one are you going to hook up to a plow? The ox, because the ox will keep working all day long if you can get them started. Because what you may not know about the ox is the ox, they're strong, okay? It's strength that is a long-lasting strength. A lion is strong, but the lion will only be active about 3 hours a day. And then they're done. And it's not, it's simply because they've done what they need to do. I'm going to go rest. Done. Got it done. That's the whole reason they get it done. So they can go rest. All right. They are steady. They're not fast, but they're sure. They're not going to win any sprints, but they're going to make these sure, strong steps so that they're in uneven soil. They're just going to keep plodding along. Keep plodding along. Okay. The eagles are flying around and, you know, the man is woo, and, you know, but the ox is steady and strong. If you see someone that's been on the same job for years and years and years, most likely it's an ox or they have a lot of ox in them. Write this by that word steady. It's a close relative of that word steadfast. Steadfast. They are resolutely loyal. They will make those sure steps, but they take them with a purpose. Now, some people are going to be tempted to put another word in there, rightly so, that begins with an S-T instead of steadfast. You might call it stubborn. And they can be irrationally stubborn. We'll talk about that later. Now, think about Moses. How strong did Moses have to be to lead Israel out of Egypt and into the Promised Land? How steady was he going to have to be? How steadfast was he going to have to be to go through that for 40 years, going around and around the desert? When Pharaoh said no, Moses had to keep going back. When the short march became a 40-year journey, who better than Moses? The ox. They like the simplest path. We haven't talked about the expressive yet. We sort of have a little bit. But you don't want an expressive plowing your field. They get up about a half a row down and figure out that it's not fun anymore. And the distractions would be way too much. You know, they keep plowing, but it's going to be a winding path. You want straight paths, you want an ox. You want straight paths, you do not want an expressive. Amiables know that the winding path is too much work. Amiables is just heading for the end of the row. I got there. I want to go there. So we're going to go there. Expressives would, you know, just, yeah. They'd want to work on this part, and then oh, let's do this row. No, let's do this row over here. And then they chat about the first row that they did. Did you see the row I did? It was really good. And let's go over there. And pretty, look. In the meantime, the amiables just keep working the row. And they're rolling their eyes at the expressives. Yeah. And of course, the expressives would probably waste just enough time so that just as they were done, they'd go to the line and say, "See, we're done." So getting the job done is the easiest way to the easy chair for the ox. They're trainable. They are also made to serve. Now, you can read that in two different ways. God created them to serve. But they're not quick to serve. That's what they were made for, to operate, serve. But they're not going to go skipping out to the field going, "Oh boy, let's do a row, yay!" Okay? Moses, greatest leader in Israel's history, was forced into it. God had to say, "You're going to go." The ox knows his master, though. Isaiah 1:3, the ox knows his master. The second thing the ox is equipped to do, they're equipped to operate, they're equipped to ruminate. Ruminate. Coming from the word ruminant, the ox is of a group of animals, ungulate animals, that eat grass. They are part of the large ruminant, even-toed ungulate animal, if you want to know the whole thing. And it means that they take time to digest everything. I got an expressive over here. It's just all over the map. All right. They're slow. But that doesn't... They're slow, and they're going to consider, and they're going to ruminate, and they're going to ponder, and that doesn't mean they're ever going to make a decision in your lifetime. But they're going to think about it. It means they're great listeners, but they're not active listeners, okay? They'll listen, they'll sit there, but when you're with an ox, they're great listeners. You can talk. I mean, expressives love them because they'll just chatter on, and the amiable, you know, the lion has had enough about 2 minutes and they're wanting to go somewhere else, but the amiable will just sit there and And see, the thing you got to know about an amiable is there is a whole lot less going on under the surface than you might think. Okay? Because you might think that the amiable is going and just kind of just coming up with all these wonderful things because they're looking at you and you can tell that they're just like hearing everything. And they are, but there's not a whole lot going on there. It's just, and they're just kind of same things going on, okay? And if you want feedback from an ox, my wife and my children have this thing on how unexpressive I'll be when they give me big news.
What's bets.
What's dad gonna say? Well, I think he'll say good. No, he's gonna say You know, if you go out on a limb, I might say great. Okay, so there won't be a whole lot of expressive feedback from an ox. What's misunderstood is that there's not a whole lot necessarily going on there. They'll think about it a while and they'll bring it up later if they need to. Have we mentioned that amiables are slow? Slow. They're not necessarily slow mentally, though. Okay, they just don't like to be rushed. I mean, how do you read a newspaper or a magazine or something online? Okay, lions go read. Who has time for that? I don't have time for that. Yeah, I got other things to do. I can't read. I like to read things, and I might read them two or three times so I can get what I read and go back and go, what was that again? You know, and I'm just talking about comics there. Just about the third time through the comic. Oh, okay, got it. So amiables were made to slow the other personalities down, okay? The other personalities all tend to be a little quick, not the analytical so much, but the lion and the expressive, amiables are there to just slow them down just a bit. But the temptation for the amiable is in going from slow to a dead stop. And they're going to make things last, either in order or in time. And so the third thing they were made to do was to placate, because amiables just really want peace. That's what they really want. That is the number one desire of an amiable. If you want to understand your amiable, they want peace. Moses may have been spiritually gifted in mercy because he was always praying, you know, God, don't strike him. God, don't kill him. On the other hand, it may just be because he was an amiable. He just wanted everybody to get along. Would everybody just get along here? Can we all just relax and be friends and, you know, don't get mad at him, God? It's not in an ox's instinct to fight. They eat grass, okay? They're vegetarians. No, Numbers 22, like an ox eats grass. Job 40, which feeds on grass like an ox. What do lions and men and eagles eat?
Ox.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Meat. Okay? The mode meat eaters attack and fight and kill in order to survive. That's how they get their nourishment. Attack, fight, kill. There's a whole lot of disruption that has to happen with the other temperaments in order for them to get nourished. Not the ox. They get nourishment and strength with the task that they're supposed to accomplish. We'll get to the scripture later, but when the ox is going down the row, plowing the field, the scripture says, don't muzzle the ox who's treading out the grain. Don't muzzle the ox who's going down the row, because as the ox is going down, he'll just kind of reach over and I'll take some of that. They find their nourishment in their work. They find their nourishment in everybody getting along and doing the straight row and just plodding along, going around and around the threshing floor, doing the same job. They find nourishment in that. They find fulfillment in that. They don't need to go out and attack and kill. In fact, when that happens, it just messes up everything because I can't get this done. And so there they go. They hate, write it down. They hate conflict. Hate it. How does an ox respond to a fight? They'll walk away. Or they'll sit down. Or they'll work harder. They hate a conflict. They're peacemakers. Peace is the primary function of an ox. You know, you just watch a cow. You're going to feel more peaceful. Oh, look at him. Interesting. In Isaiah 65, Isaiah is prophesying about the new heavens and the new earth, and he says, the wolf and the lamb will eat together, and the lion will eat straw like the ox. In God's kingdom, the lion becomes more like the ox. Just saying. By the way, remember the reaction phrase for the lion? What was the reaction phrase for the lion? The lion said, let's get it done now. Remember that? That's what the lion's reaction phrase is. Let's get it done now. And for the lion, they don't mean let's. They say let's, they don't mean let's. You know a lion that says, let's get it done now, what do they mean? No, they mean get it done now. Just get it done now. Okay? I'll take the things that are important to me, but everybody else needs to get it done now. Because I don't really care to work with you. But let's get it done now. It's get it done now. Get it done. Get it done. The people aren't all that important. It's the it. Let's get it done. Let's get it done now. The ox. The reaction phrase is, there's nothing so important that we can't relax and be friends. Drives the other three personalities crazy. The lion wants to get it done. The man wants to get it done. The eagle wants to get it done. The ox, well, yeah, but there's nothing so important. You could stop right there. There's nothing so important. There's just nothing so important that we just can't all just relax and be friends. Okay? Yeah. Everybody on Twitter, hashtag Marywood. Huh. Well, and when we're speaking of ox, we're not speaking specifically of just the ox. We're speaking of the whole family, the cow, the bull, the ox, the castrated bull. Okay, so all of those things. So yes, we talked about bulls, and we'll talk about a little bit about that next week, but bulls can get angry. They can, absolutely. And we'll talk about that side, because mainly I'm giving you the full positive side of this. We're going to get to and negative. Slow can be very negative. Bullheaded, all right? So we'll talk about some of that, but we've taken enough time, so we'll do it next week. Thanks for coming.